Please help with a right understanding and the reflection on the 32 parts. I have had problems with this since first hearing it for the following two reasons. One, the quote-unquote bag of the body is not sealed. Gases, liquids, and solids pass continuously in and out of it, which is already, that's a good reflection. Because that's actually in the Visuddhimagga, where it talks sort of the bag with nine holes, which is kind of gross, but it's what it is. And two, unattractive. It does seem good to correct any idealized fantasy of the body, to keep from falling off the path into a ditch of sensuous indulgence. However, mightn't the squeamish and highly opinionated view of the body expressed in this reflection lead to the equivalent of falling into the ditch on the other side? After all, I'm grateful to the bones, pus, blood, sweat, etc., that keep the old bod ticking along. It's true, because it's a balance that one has to strike, and what you're doing, it's just a tool rather than a sort of a statement of ultimate truth, and it's what one uses, what's helpful for balancing the perspectives and views and ways we hold positions about the body, our own bodies, bodies of others, and if it's in the spectrum of an idealized fantasy that bringing up sensual desire, then it's going to lead to suffering. If it's a negative view of aversion or a sense of disgust. That's on the other side of the spectrum and is unwholesome, it's unskillful, that leads to suffering. So it's more it's one of the tools in our tool bag for finding a balance so that we can really settle. There's a story in the suttas where the Buddha gives a talk on the 32 parts of the body, and it's sort of one of these gung-ho reflections on the bane of the body. And then he went off on retreat. And some of the monks got so disgusted with their body that they committed suicide. So 2 weeks later, the Buddha comes out of retreat and is walking around and said, "Ask Ananda, the community seems to be diminished." And of course, Ananda lets him know what's happened. He said, "Okay, we need to call a meeting." And then the Buddha sort of both expressed the sense of the wrong view of aversion toward the body, and it's also one of the occasions when the Buddha taught mindfulness of breathing. So I'd say the use of mindfulness of breathing as a balance to the either the attraction or aversion that we tend to fall into.